Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's getting near dawn.
That's Eric bringing us back, Mr. Clapton. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'll soon be. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Keating is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, chief economist for the National Federation for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org, SBECouncil.org. I'm seeing your moment there. I have no. I was going to call you a union there for a minute. I think, Ray. I don't know what this is. Anyway. So if you don't laugh at yourself, folks, you missed the best laughs of your life. And so, anyway, Ray Keating, SBECouncil.org. How many times did I say that? Check it out, folks, and Ray will tell us about that in just a minute. Ray, we're talking about tax reform, the Senate's alleged bipartisan program that they're working on. One of the things that you mentioned earlier is corporate tax reform. Well, corporate tax reform is not that's not specific enough, is it, for 99% of the businesses out there?
Right. No, it's got to be comprehensive across the board tax reform for a whole host of reasons. But obviously, from a business standpoint, when guess what, more than 90%. In fact, I think the numbers I ran, I know it's more than 93% at the very least, of businesses in America don't pay the corporate income tax. They pay the personal income tax because
they're pass throughs.
Yeah, they're
like my company.
Right.
Like my S corporation,
sole proprietorships, partnerships, etc. So they're paying a personal income tax, they actually provided some interesting updated data that, you know, we're talking about, you know, these people employing 55% of the private sector workforce, they earn more than 60% of net business income. So this is a big deal, to say the least. So you can't just leave them out of the equation, especially when they're paying
tax rate. What would pass-through corporate tax reform look like? So on the corporate side, on the C-corp side, for major corporations who have C-corps, or any corporation has a C-corp, some small businesses do too. We're talking about bringing the top rate from 38 or 9 or whatever down to 30 or 25 or whatever. How would this look for the pass-through companies? How would that tax reform look?
Well, that tax reform is not going to look, you know, if you check just with the corporate. And it's not going to affect them at all.
It won't, so, right? But when you say don't discriminate against the little guys,
right.
what would that look like?
Well, it just means to do tax reform the way you're supposed to do it. Do it comprehensive. Tackle the entire tax code. That means both the corporate side and the personal income.
So you're talking about more than rates then, because individual rates are already lower in most cases than corporate rates are.
Well, no, it depends on where, you know, what your income level is.
Right.
You know, when you talk about, you know, the highest, for example, the highest personal income tax rate is higher than the...
Well, now that is, right, for folks. Yeah, I agree with that.
Right.
So you're saying, but how would you, see, but in a way, though, you're talking about having a hybrid kind of a relationship, right?
Well, the ideal scenario, you know, if it was Ray Keating King for a day, right?
Right.
Is you've got to tackle the entire corporate tax, the entire income tax system.
Well, what would you do? What would that look like?
Well, you know, we've put out various ideas. The idea of going to a low rate flat tax, for example,
right.
On both
right.
sides,
right,
makes perfect sense.
I like that.
Expensing, allowing all businesses to expense, not just small businesses,
right.
Gives them the option of expensing. So
mm-hmm.
If you bring rates down very low, you put in expenses.
You'd see a lot more investment, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Get rid of double taxation of capital in terms of savings and
mm-hmm.
investment. So that
dividends?
Means, yeah, it dividends, you know, capital
mm-hmm.
gains. We haven't talked about, you know, one of the groups here, the Savings and Investment Bipartisan Tax Working Group, full title, had capital gains and dividends on their agenda. And guess what they did? They punted it because they couldn't agree on anything. So they just didn't deal with it in their report.
Didn't do it at all. Yeah.
So this is important stuff when you're talking about the taxation of capital gains and dividends, and you're talking about entrepreneurship and incentives to invest.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge deal, and they just didn't deal with it.
Well, and it's one of the reasons why the economy is still languishing.
Oh, my goodness. The economy is languishing. Let's make no no bones about it here. Yep. It's not still some leftover thing.
The government, the Obama administration itself even downgraded the 2015 numbers.
Yeah, and the economy is languishing right. because of bad policy.
Yeah, that's the no question
not about demographics.
It's hurting all ends of the economy, from the big guys not feeling froggy and giving us small guys contracts to our own consumers. So Ray, you mentioned the flat tax, which is a major tax reform change. When you bring that up, then right. the other folks, the VAT tax and the national sales tax, all that, those folks raise their heads, and I don't like those.
Right. Well, you know, listen.
I like the flat tax. I don't like the others.
Yeah. I mean, listen. As an economist, if I was sitting here talking in theory, you know, I could say, well, the fair tax, meaning the national retail sales tax, makes a certain amount of economic sense. But that's in the theoretical world. The problem is that when you start going down that path in the real world, you're going to wind up with both taxes. You're going to wind up with an income tax.
If you don't repeal the 16th Amendment, you're going to have two taxes.
Exactly. That little 16th Amendment is the obstacle to doing that. So, and a VAT tax...
Which is not going to happen.
A value-added tax and is even worse because it's hidden. You know, you don't know what you're paying.
That's right.
So,
but a flat tax could be done within the current structure.
Exactly. And if you go down the path of a fair tax or a... You know, some have advocated a value-added tax with an income tax. That's the worst possible scenario because now you've got two major tax systems that are
right.
imposed and ready to be increased.
Can I make a statement and see if you agree with me quickly?
Yep.
There's not going to be a flat tax in anything other than a full Republican-controlled government.
I think that's probably a fair statement.
Yeah, yeah. So for whatever that's worth, Tintail.
And history tells us it shouldn't be because the Democrats helped them in the 80s.
I agree with that. Quick break, Tintail. More to come after these messages with Ray Keating.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.